we can make our photos look painted in Photoshop, and this is really totally awesome. You got to check this out. We're gonna take this boat image right here and turn it into this, all in Photoshop, totally making it look painted. We can do whatever we want. We can also take this waterfall and turn it into this, making it look like, you know, it could be like a water painting type waterfall image on a canvas. It can be whatever you want, but this is really cool, and we have this ability in Photoshop to really create some really cool images that totally look painted. I'm going to go ahead and memorize these two images. Now, if you want to follow along with me, go into the Project Files folder and then open up the Making Photos Look Painted folder, and you'll find the boat image right here, and you can go ahead and follow along. All right, let's go ahead and get started. The very first step, I want you to duplicate the background layer. Okay, duplicate the background layer. Come right over here and drag that background layer all the way down here to the new layer icon. On the layers palette, that will make a duplicate of that, okay? Next, come right up here to filter, okay? Right up here to filter, and down here to artistic, and then over here to cutout. And this, now we're gonna begin to create our painted photo effect. Wow, here we are in the it's the new filter dialog in Photoshop CS. This is really cool though, okay, because look right over here, we can totally adjust our cutout filter, and I can just come over here, and I'm going to put in, see, 5, it looks like 5 is already in there. Let's use a 4, okay, for the edge simplicity, and then go ahead and enter in 2 for the edge fidelity, right there, okay? After you have that, go ahead and just click OK. It's that easy. Cool, check that out. Now, after this, what we're going to want to do is actually change the blending mode of this layer. Okay, we're going to change the blending mode. Come right over here to the layers palette, click right here where it says normal, because normal is the default setting. So just click on that, and we're going to have just a number of different settings to choose from for one of the blending modes. Come all the way down to the bottom and select luminosity right here. Okay, and that'll go ahead and blend that in a little bit, but also it'll blend it in a luminosity way, enhancing the color and doing all kinds of cool little tricks and things. Okay, now what we got to do is we have to actually duplicate the background layer one more time. Duplicate the background layer. I'm going to go ahead and click on it and drag it to the new layer icon on the bottom there. Now I'm going to actually drag that new duplicate above all the other layers. See that? I'm going to click on it. You see the little hand tool? It's going to drag it all above the other layers, and you know you're above all the other layers when you see a little black line here at the very top. Go ahead and release the mouse, and that'll locate that all above the other ones, okay? All right, now let's go back up here to filter. Back up here to filter, down here to artistic, and then over here to dry brush, all right? And so let's go ahead and see what we have here for dry brush. Now, this is totally experimental, okay? I like these settings right here. I'm going to use 283. You can go ahead and use the default settings if you want, okay? This is all about experimentation because all photos are different. If you apply the same settings that I'm applying to this photo, it might look a little different to your own photos that you have at home, okay? So go ahead and just, you can go ahead and just match it up with my settings for now if you'd like. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. All right, there we go. Next step, what I want you to do is we're going to actually change the blending mode to this layer, okay? So the same thing we did to this layer below here. I'm going to come right up here and click on this little layer blending mode drop-down menu, and I'm going to select screen right there. Check that out, okay? Now I'm actually going to duplicate the background layer one more time. I'm going to drag that down here to the new layer icon. There we go. And after this, I am going to go up right back up here to filter. And I'm going to go down here to artistic, but this time we are going to select the paint daubs right here. Okay, now for the paint daub settings, we are going to want to enter in 3 for the brush size. For the sharpness, let's go about 4. You can go a little more if you want, okay, if you want a little more detail in some of the painted images that you're creating, okay, you can go ahead and add a little more than that. And for the brush type, let's just go ahead and keep that simple for now, okay? When you have that, go ahead and click OK. There we go. Now for this layer here, what we gotta do is drag this layer above all the other layers as well. You see that? Okay, now from the layer blending modes menu, we must select lighten, okay? Lighten from the blending modes menu. Look at that. All right? We are pretty much done, folks. Check it out. But now we're getting sort of that kind of like that milky kind of look. And if you don't want that, let's create an adjustment layer. Come right down here to the bottom of the layers palette. Click on this little adjustment layer button here and select levels. Levels command will come up and we can actually adjust some of the brightness, the shadows and the midtones and the highlights of the image by adjusting these little sliders right here. Okay, I found out I get pretty good results if I adjust the midtone, but look at that. See how much darker that is? And so you have all the lightest areas are light and the darkest areas are dark, and it really has that kind of cool like drama effect, like it's a real painting or something. So check that out. That's really cool. Now that the darkest areas, I don't think that needs to be retouched at all, but look at that. Look at that. That is so cool. And we did this right in Photoshop so you can impress your family and friends. And it's so easy to do. Just follow along these steps and you can go ahead and create this yourself. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. So that's how we can create some photo painted images in Photoshop. So have fun with that.